okay, you have found us in the orientation program. So you probably know already that the orientation program will start today and will continue until Friday this week. We have a lot of important sessions during the orientation program, and I therefore encourage all of you to take part in the sessions, as they will give you really valuable and good information about studying and living here in Jyväskylä. You can find a link to the program in these slides. I will actually post these slides on the orientation program website after the sessions today, so you can access and find them there, so you don't have to write things down if you don't want to. Of course you can. And here's the program for today. After our session and the practical information, you will have a session on studying at the University of Jyväskylä and the academic practices here at our university. There also will be a housing information session for you after the academic practices session. We will have guests from KOAS and Kortepohja who will talk to you about living in these two locations. We also have an opening fair, like I mentioned, where my colleague is at the moment. The opening fair will continue until 4 o'clock today, and it will take place in the Agora building. If you haven't been there yet, I recommend that you stop by there after the orientation program sessions. There will still be an hour for you to visit it after these sessions. In the evening, starting from 6, there will be a rector's reception and a concert given by a male show choir called Semmarit. Semmarit comes from the word seminaarinmäen mieslaulajat, and seminaarinmäki is actually this part of the campus. It means the seminary hill, and we are now on the seminary hill, in other words, the main campus. But it's really fun. This is a really fun choir, and it's really worth it to go and check out their concert. You need a ticket to attend the concert, and you have received the ticket during the check-in desk. And as Iris already mentioned, those of you who took part in the Finnish course may not have received your ticket, but you will get one after the orientation program sessions from Anna-Maria. So don't go away if you don't have the ticket. There can also be some others who perhaps missed the check-in desk and who don't have a ticket, and hopefully there should be enough for all of you then. So do attend, it should be fun. Tomorrow we will begin at 9 a.m., so a little bit earlier than yesterday, and the location will also be different. Tomorrow we will be in the Agora building on the Mattilanniemi campus. So you have to walk down by the lake, and you will find the Agora building there. This room will actually be tomorrow used by the opening ceremony and opening festivities of the new academic year. So that's why we couldn't get it for you. But then the following day, again on Thursday, we will be back in this location. Tomorrow at 9, we will start with a session on encountering a new culture, and we'll continue with a session by the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, which used to be the Language Center. They just changed their name, and I'm still having difficulties in remembering what they are called. But for short, they are called MOVI. After that, the University Library will have a session. The Digital Services will also tell you about their services. And a very important session, a session about the study data system SISU. SISU is the system through which you register for courses. So do attend this session and all the other sessions as well, but it is really important that you know how the study data system works, so very important. In the afternoon, you have a library tour, and starting from afternoon and continuing till evening, there will be a Unity Fest, which has a lot of activities. There will be music, games, also campus tours. Food will be served. There's some art, and so on, and so on. I really recommend that you have a look at the program to see which activities you would like to join. I have listed some activities here, but they're just a fraction of what is actually offered. So it is really recommended that you have a look at the entire program. For example, there will be a lot of different kinds of music available, different kinds of gigs, starting from classical music and continuing to pop and rock and so on. So do have a look. But just for example, there is a picnic, and you will also get some bubbly starting at 4 p.m. And that will take place in the L and C buildings. And this is actually the C building. So you already know one location, and Lotsi will also serve some food and bubbly. And there will also be some campus dogs that you can meet tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30. Really cute dogs that are used for studying. So if anyone is a dog person, that might be a place to go to. I think I might go because I really like dogs. But do check the program. I think you will all find things that you like. And the program will continue on Thursday and Friday. I haven't listed the entire program here, but do have a look on our website, and you can find the entire program there. Most of the faculty or departmental information sessions will take place on Thursday. The exact times will vary a little bit, and the locations will also be all different. So do check on the orientation program website where and when your session is. It is really important that you go to these sessions because you will then learn about important things at your host faculty or department. Tuija already mentioned you perhaps having had lunch at the university, but if you haven't yet had lunch on campus, here are different cafeterias, student restaurants that we have here on the three campuses. The menus can be found also in English on two websites, semma.fi and ilokivi.fi. And here's a campus map. We are up on the hill, on the seminary hill, Seminaarinmäki, and down by the lake is the Mattilanniemi campus, where we will be meeting tomorrow. And I can't actually reach the Agora building, but it's a little further up. And then on the other side of the lake is the Ylistön Rinne campus. So you'll get a little bit of exercise if you need to go from one campus to another, but it's down the hill, so at least one way it's a bit easier. And then to student cards, and Eetu will be telling you everything about them.
Thanks, I'll do my best. Hi guys, as mentioned, I'm Eetu. I work for the Student Union. I'm the Member Services Secretary there. Meanwhile, I also study cybersecurity at the IT faculty. But the student cards, they're only for the members of the Student Union. I know that many of you have joined already, but you can still join the Student Union. Just come by, the Ilokivi and our central office there, and then you can find me there, and you can pay the fee there and register as a member. Does any of you already have the Frank app? Quite a lot of you. That's good. Great. So you have managed to download it and found it. I would highly recommend Frank app for your smartphone. You can also order a plastic student card without a payment feature, but that will take 2 or 3 weeks to arrive, and then you will need a sticker for the card from my office. But the digital student card is ready as it goes, so a lot easier. I do not recommend ordering a plastic card with a payment feature, because that is really complicated with the banks, you know. Yeah. So for the Frank app, you'll need your student number, 10 digits. You can find it in your certificate of registration or from SISU, which you will hear more on tomorrow, if I recall. And your name, also very important. Only 2 steps. Download Frank app from your favorite store, Play Store, or what was the equivalent for iPhones, I do not know. But you'll know. Yeah, and then you can activate the student card. You'll need a photo of yourself and fill in the form. The questions aren't difficult, so I think you'll all manage. Ordering a plastic card is a bit more difficult. You're willing to pay it online as you order the card with a credit card. If you don't have one, we can maybe organize another way for you to purchase the plastic card. But as said, I will highly recommend the Frank app. Also, for this, you would need to register your Finnish address to Finnish post. And then it will take 2 or 3 weeks to arrive, and so on. And then you'll need a sticker for the card from Student Union Central Office in Ilokivi or Rentukka Infodesk in Kortepohja. And there you can see our opening hours. Halfway to September, we are open a bit longer. But after that, from Monday to Thursday, 12 to 4, and on Fridays, 12 to 3. When you download the Frank app and notice that it will say your student status is not valid, for some reason your payment hasn't been registered at this point, so if you haven't joined the student union, you can do it. And if you haven't shown the receipt at the student services, or I have messed up and didn't send you a receipt to student services as I usually do, so there's a problem. You can come by or wait a few days and try again. If it still doesn't work, do contact Frank at that address or come by the office. So, and I will try to. I'll do my best for this. Yeah, that's about it. Questions about student cards? Yeah. Have you paid the student union membership fee? You have? Okay. Maybe it hasn't been registered yet. You can send an email to me or with the student services. Okay. Then did your right to study begin yesterday? That might be it. So try again tomorrow. That might fix the problem. Very good. Other questions? Seeing none, I shall return to the opening fair, which I recommend you all to visit, as said. Thank you. See you. Come by the office.
Thank you so much, Eetu. It does take a couple of days for your information to travel from the University of Jyväskylä student register into the Frank student card register. So that's why there can be a small delay for the information about your student union membership fee to get to the Frank system. So Eetu's advice to wait for a couple of days might do the trick. And then to discounts. As a student, you can get various discounts, especially as a bachelor's and master's level student, you can get various discounts. For the student cafeterias, before you get your student card, you can get discounts with the certificate of registration, which you received during the check-in desk this morning. If you weren't able to attend the check-in desk, we will have another one tomorrow, Wednesday, from 8 to 9. And it will take place in the Agora building, so in the same place where we have the orientation tomorrow. If you decide not to join the student union, the student cafeterias will be asking for another certificate from you to get discounts in the student cafeterias. Student cafeterias generally only accept the certificate of registration at the beginning of the semester, and later on you are supposed to have either a student card to show that you are a student or a Kela meal subsidy card. So if you decide not to join the student union, stop by at the international office or the student services and ask for a Kela meal subsidy card. Well, if you don't have a student card and already wish to travel, what should you do then? For long-distance coaches, buses, you will need a certificate from the international office or the student services, and together with this certificate, a passport-size photo, and I believe 10 euros, you should go to the travel center and they will make you the coach company's own student card. But this is only needed in case you don't have your student card yet or if you decide not to join the student union and not to get the student card at all. For the trains, it's a little bit easier because you only need a certificate. And you can get the certificate from the international office or the student services, but also only in the case you won't get a student card. So the student card is your key to all the discounts. Any questions about discounts? Okay, let's continue then to your username and password to the university computer network. Most of you probably came by at the check-in desk and received your username and password. If not, we will be able to hand them out to you tomorrow morning from 8 to 9 at the check-in desk. And after that, you can get them from the digital services, which has its service desk in the L building on this campus. And bring an ID with you, whichever place you come to. Before you can start using your user account, you are required to complete a few steps. However, it's not possible to complete these steps until tomorrow because your user account won't be activated until tomorrow. But what you need to do is log into sso.jyu.fi and change your password there, fill in your contact information if it is missing, and I suppose in most cases it is missing, and select your default email address. Our digital services recommend that you use the University of Jyväskylä email address in this service, because some of the services we use at the university require this address. If you decide to put the University of Jyväskylä address there, please remember to forward the messages from the University of Jyväskylä account to whichever email account you use, just to make sure that you do get the information that is sent to you. And then in the end, save all the changes so that you're then good to go. If you don't complete these steps, your user account will be locked and you won't be able to use it until you visit the digital services. So I do urge you to go through these steps before starting to use your account. More information can be found on the sheet, on the instruction sheet which you received during the check-in desk. If after having done everything, or if you accidentally did something wrong, you can contact the digital services for help. Their service desk is in the L building, Liikunta building. It's a big white building on the other side of this campus. And you can also check their website. There's also a possibility to send a service request through their website, but it might be quicker if you stop by there in person. Okay, wake up, everyone. Okay, then to student tutors, which all of you should have as exchange and visiting students. We have employed, I think, about 90 student tutors who help you with various practicalities, especially at the beginning of your stay here at the university. They have met you upon arrival, I hope, and they have contacted you already in advance to help you with any questions you have had. They help you with practicalities, such as registering to courses, visiting necessary offices, and so on. And basically, they help you familiarize yourself with the campus and the university and the city in general. And during the orientation program, they will give you a campus tour and a library tour. If you have any problems with your student tutor, or then again, if you have really good feedback about your student tutor, do let us know. But especially if things are not working out with your tutor, do contact us immediately, and we can see what we can do about it, because usually we can either talk with the tutor or we can assign you another tutor. But if things are not working out, do let us know so that we can do something about it. Agnes Stojcic from the student union is responsible for student tutoring, and her contacts can be found there on the slide. So do get in touch with her with any challenges or good feedback for that matter. Student tutors are not your study advisors. So if you have any questions about courses, which courses to choose, which courses are open for you, get in contact with your faculty level international coordinator. They are the ones who have signed your learning agreement when you first applied to the university, and you can also find their contact on our website. And here are our contacts. The international office is located in the T building on this campus on the second floor. Our info desk is open from 9 to 3 in the afternoon from Monday till Friday. I already mentioned the faculty level international coordinators. You can also see a link to the website where their contacts be found on the slides. And also the contacts of the student union are there. But now, do you have any questions in mind about any of these topics or anything else for that matter? Oh, you have a question. Go ahead. We will post these slides on the orientation program website, and you can access them there. A very good question. Okay, well, if you have no other questions, we would now like to learn who you are. And my colleague Anna-Maria will ask you a few questions.
Okay, so let's take this great opportunity to get to know each other. So, we shall start from this corner here. No, I'm joking. Let's, since we are so many, let's do it in groups, right? Yeah. So I'm going to ask some questions, and I would like you to stand up when you think that the answer is yes. Like this, you will also get some exercise at this point of the day. Okay, so let's start by learning where you all come from. And we will do it by the continent. My wild guess is that this first group will be the biggest one. So students from Europe, please stand up. Take a good look, and now you all know each other already. These are the students from Europe, right? Okay, you can sit down. Thanks. How about the next group? Central and South American students. Do we have any? Yes, back there! Well done. Welcome. We are happy to see you. North American students. Here they are. And also one back there. And then, how about Asian students? Very good. Nice to see you all. Thank you. And then, let's see, do we have students from Africa? Yes, there she is. Everybody knows you now. And this is also exciting. How about Australia and New Zealand? Do we have any? No, okay, next time. How about somebody from somewhere else? Did I forget somebody? Moon or something? Or? No. Okay. So everybody were there. Okay. So I think next we could find out which field you study here at the University of Jyväskylä. And we can again start from the biggest faculty that we have here, which is Humanities and Social Sciences. Students from this faculty, please stand up. Yes, looking good. Thank you. I think this faculty will also be a big one. Education and psychology. Yes, they are many. They are. Finland has a good reputation in education, and we can also see it here. How about business and economics? quite many as well. Nice to see you all. Faculty of Mathematics and Science. Hello. How about sport and health? They already have a group there, you see? They know each other already. And information technology. Woo! Great. Thanks. Okay, now a few more questions related to Finland and Finnish culture. So my first question would have been, do you already know some words in Finnish? But I know that you do, because Tuija, the head of the international office, already taught you some before. But how about, is some of you planning to take some Finnish courses during your exchange period? Yes. Oh, so many. Very good. Very good. We have some excellent courses, and I think they will start next week. So you will definitely learn some Finnish, and use it also, please, during your exchange. And then something about traveling, because I think all of you are planning to do some trips during your exchange. How many is planning to travel to Lapland? I think I should have asked if somebody isn't planning to travel to Lapland. So you will definitely meet each other there, I think, during some, you know, husky rides or something. And I think that the mosquito season will soon be over, so you will enjoy your time in Lapland, I'm sure. Something about food, a kind of food. Has somebody tried salmiakki before? Oh. Quite many. Did you like it? Did you like... Yeah, some did, some didn't. Yeah. The rest of you, taste it. It's black, it's salty, and it's candy. Trust me, it's nice. You are all sharing your experiences about salmiakki now, are you? Okay, how about, I know it's September already, but have some of you been swimming in a lake in Finland already? Okay, right. You are so brave. Very good. I think that the temperature is around 18 Celsius now in Lake Päijänne and in Lake Jyväsjärvi, which we have here in central of Jyväskylä, also near Agora campus. You will see this Lake Jyväsjärvi tomorrow. So have a dip if you feel like it. Then, is there somebody who has never been in a sauna before? Yes. Okay, a few. I'm sure that there were more students, but they just didn't want to say it aloud. But you know, for you at least, I have a strong feeling that you will definitely go to a sauna during your student exchange. Don't be afraid. It will be fun. It will be nice. Okay, maybe time for the last question now. Think carefully. Who is excited about your student exchange here in Jyväskylä? Woohoo! Great. This is what I wanted to see. Perfect. Okay, I think that's it for me.
Thank you so much, Anna-Maria. our next session will start at 1 o'clock, and it is about the academic practices at the university. So don't go anywhere. There are, however, toilets that you can go to if you want to. But do be back at 1 o'clock sharp, because we will be continuing then. Okay, see you in a bit.
Harmi, että menikin nyt näin vähän aikaa.
Ah, niin, no onpa vessatauko.
Niin.
Täytyy vaan sitten yrittää tuolta käydä saamassa.
Ei niin kuin vaan, koska ne häviä täältä. Ei nyt suostu friisaamaan sitä.
Vai onko tässä nyt se viive justiinsa sitten?
Ah niin, ihan totta. Ehkä joo on. Tää. On tää.
Sitten. Joo. Nyt laitan tän, ettei turhaan se... Ei, säätän se nyt.